Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from ImmuNutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota. Amber, welcome to the airwaves for another week.
Thanks for having me.
Going to be a great show today.
Yeah.
It's World Mental Health Day today.
It is.
And that's what we're going to talk about.
It is.
Mental health and nutrition.
Yes, because most people don't necessarily see those two things as going hand in hand, but mental health and food are really tightly connected in a couple of ways. So I thought we could chat a little bit about that today. And, you know, if mental health is impacting what you eat, or if you feel like maybe your diet's impacting mental health, maybe we'll give you a couple of things you can work on.
All right. Well, let's do it.
Yeah. So what we eat can have a huge impact on how we feel psychologically and emotionally. But how we feel psychologically and emotionally also impacts what we have the motivation and the energy to do. So we'll start with kind of which foods are most important for mental health, and then kind of move into the other aspect of it. And then we'll touch on kind of at the end too, how the things that we say to people can impact their relationship with food and ultimately mental health as well. So in general, I like to give people just kind of simple things that can impact whatever condition we're talking about. So most important foods when it comes to mental health, I know I hit on it a lot, but those colorful vegetables.
Yep, we just talked about that a lot last week.
We did. They're not going anywhere. But especially our dark green leafy vegetables and then the anthocyanins that we talked about.
That was it.
Yep.
I was trying to remember the word. I was going to use it to make, impress you, but I totally...
Do you remember what they are?
Yeah, it's the colorful vegetables.
Yes, especially in the blue, purple, and black.
There you go.
So the blue, purple, and black, and then those dark green leafy vegetables are most important when it comes to our mental health, though, again, all of them are important. Omega-3 fats are also really important for our brain health. So our best place to get omega-3 fats would be from some of our fatty fish, like tuna, salmon, herring, mackerel.
Lutefisk?
Not quite. Sardines.
No lutefisk.
Okay. Not lutefisk in this
okay.
one. You know,
not necessarily.
I'm not sure anyone's done any studies on lutefisk and mental health.
Can't get close enough to it.
That's
to study
right.
It.
People really bond over their dislike of it, so that could
they
be
do,
good
yes.
for or their love of it. So those are great. We can also get some omega-3s from plant-based foods too. Olive oil, walnut oil, walnuts themselves, olives themselves, almonds, a lot of our nuts and seeds, ground flax seed, chia seed, hemp seed, all great ways for us to get those omega-3 fats into our diet. And then prebiotics, which we haven't talked about as much lately, but remember, those are foods that feed our healthy gut bacteria.
I remember that.
Yes.
Healthy gut is important.
It's so important. And the gut-brain axis, our brain communicates directly with our gut. Our gut communicates directly with our brain. So when our gut bacteria balance is off, it can also impact our mental health. So gut bacteria balance and certain bacteria are associated with things like anxiety and depression and a whole host of other mental health conditions.
My gut quite often talks to my brain. It says, give me some food.
Yes, that
something
too.
Like that. Yes,
yes, it also communicates in that way, yeah. Your hunger hormones.
Yes.
So all of those things, and then eating regularly is also really important for our mental health. And, you know, that can, what regularly means depends on the person. For some people, that means having three regular meals during the day. For some people, they feel better if they have six small meals during the day. Some people do intermittent fasting. It's not those specifics that matter. It's more about just eating enough to nourish your body. And then that nourishment. That nourishment is an important piece of this too, because I talked about the foods that help mental health. The foods that don't necessarily help mental health are going to be a lot of our processed foods and a lot of our foods that have added sugar. But that being said, it's also really important that we don't label things as bad, because when we have good foods versus bad foods, it creates this idea that we can make errors or mistakes when we eat. And that's not the case. We simply choose foods that are nourishing, or we choose foods that are not nourishing. So anytime we can just make small changes, people, you know, we all think of the same things when it comes to the bad stuff, right? Usually people are referring to chips, pizza, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, candy.
I didn't hear one bad thing in there.
Ice cream. And they're not bad foods. The two emotions I tell people, everyone that walks into my office, if they have a poor relationship with food, I always tell them, if we're feeling guilt or shame after eating something, then we need to work on mindset before we can make any other changes. Because those two emotions should never be associated with food. Now, that said, the quality of our food absolutely matters. But if we can just find little ways to add nourishing things in. So pasta, that's one that a lot of people like to label as bad. I love pasta.
So do I.
Throw some veggies in with it. Make a beet sauce out of it. Do the hidden veggie tomato sauce. There's lots of ways to get vegetables and protein and a whole bunch of nourishing things in with pasta, which is a less nourishing food, but not a bad food, right? So that being said, I always tell people it's important to, we know that there are foods that are nourishing and we know there are foods that are not nourishing. If somebody's eating a not nourishing food, they probably don't think that it's healthy. So try to avoid giving unsolicited nutrition advice. Unless you're that person's doctor or dietitian, you have no idea where they are on their health journey. So avoiding making comments to people about what they should or shouldn't have, even if it's coming from a place of love, your children don't need to hear it. Your adult children especially don't need to hear it. Your parents don't need to hear it. Don't give unsolicited nutrition advice. Even as a registered dietitian, I try not to give people recommendations unless they have specifically asked for my opinion. Because they don't want to feel judged. They don't want to have that information or they're not ready to hear it.
They don't mean I don't have any opinions. So.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you take my recommendations.
Yes, I do. I do.
Either seriously or with a grain of salt if you're not ready to hear it. Yep. And either way is okay.
Well, I'm still here at 71. So,
we're doing okay.
Far you're doing okay.
That's right. So instead of giving people advice, I always think it's a great option to instead share tasty, nourishing food with them that you enjoy, or invite them over for a nourishing meal at your home, or contribute nourishing options to gatherings, or just simply ask people what they need for support. So instead of telling them what they should have, just expose them to things that you feel are nourishing choices. Avoid saying the things like, oh, you really shouldn't have that. Oh, that's really high in carbohydrates. I find myself frequently having to bite my tongue when I hear comments like this out in a variety of places because those just aren't very helpful comments most of the time. And then don't comment on people's weight. It feels like a compliment to tell somebody, wow, you look great. You've really lost a lot of weight.
And you're telling them, well, but you used to look terrible.
Yeah, you know what you used to look like? Or if that weight comes back on, now they feel like, well, now I don't. I looked good. Now I don't look good.
I had to tell Paul Rainbow that one time. Somebody came in and it was a gal came in and he said, well, you look great today. I said, you never say that to a woman because that implies they didn't look so good yesterday.
To anybody.
So,
that's
yeah,
right.
So just don't say that. Yeah. So,
you can say,
so he
wow,
hasn't said it since. Yeah.
You look beautiful. Yeah, or right. I really like that color on you. Or did right. you get a new shirt? There's so many compliments we can give people and compliments are wonderful. Just not about weight.
That's right.
Or don't put the word today on there.
Yeah, or today.
You look really
today.
Nice. Today. Yes.
You don't want to compare to any some other time.
That's right. And then just remembering that your weight doesn't dictate your beauty. It doesn't dictate your value. It might matter for your health, but what's more important is really looking at your lifestyle, your overall diet, what that relationship with food looks like, what that relationship with body looks like. Those are the most important things.
People walk into my house, I usually give them a handful of chickpeas.
Do you?
To welcome them, yes.
Well, so, I look forward to that the next time I come over.
Well, I was looking here, as always, I'm cruising
and
online,
I love that.
You know, and I came across the, I won't go through them all here, but foods that help ease anxiety.
Yes.
You know, avocados.
Healthy fats and fiber and prebiotics.
Yeah, that was a good one. And nuts. You're always talking about nuts, you know.
Yes.
And berries. Nuts
yes.
and berries. And well, there's a bunch of other stuff here. But, you know, good little snacking items.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, that's what it comes down to. It's those colorful things. It's those things that have healthy fat. It's things that just nourish our body. If our body is nourished, more often than not, our mind will be nourished too.
Seeds. There you go.
Okay. Pumpkin seeds this time of year.
There you go.
Yes. If you're carving those pumpkins, keep the seeds, roast them, season them.
Makes a good snack.
It does make a great snack.
All right. A lot of good advice.
Thank
and
you.
I suppose we're pretty soon we're going to be talking about Halloween here.
One of
the programs
coming up.
Huh?
It is.
Nutrition and Halloween. Is that going to be one of our topics in
it
the near future?
It probably will be. You know, we talked about it last year, but it's always a challenging time of year for people.
Yeah.
So all that candy lying around.
What to do with all that candy.
Yes, or maybe instead of.
All right, we look forward to that.
All right.
Well, Amber, if they have any questions on anything we talked about today, how do they find you?
Yep, you can find me online at my website, which is imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com, or imunutrition on Facebook, or call here to the radio station. You guys will get me connected with anybody that reaches out.
Great. Spinach and turkey.
Spinach, yes. Ones. Absolutely. Okay.
Turkey, too.
Turkey, sure.
Yeah, there you go. So, let's eat. All right, we'll see you again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.